This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And good morning. Welcome to Nature Notes, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim coming up in just a moment. I want to talk a little bit about Cardinal Corner. We've been telling you about that store. Actually, there's two locations for many years now. I hope you've been there. You'll know what I'm talking about. Well, so much more than a birdseed store. In fact, they just received a new shipment of beautiful craft glass bird baths. They almost look kind of like a flower. They come in purple, amber and white, speckled glass, blue pointed bowl. The birds will love splashing around in these new bird baths. You got to see those for yourself. Cardinal Corner also has their 7.5 by 15 hanging teardrop glass art balls that should be beautiful when they catch all that sunlight, which should be out this afternoon, by the way. Freshest bird seed around at Cardinal Corner. And by all means, subscribe to their monthly newsletter. All kinds of tips and stories. Just get online at cardinalcorner.com. Stop in, though. See Lee and Pam, West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy is at that Newport Center location. They always like to chat with you. Call them 651-455-6556 or online at cardinalcorner.com. Check it out. You'll see the Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Jim, 47 degrees. Good morning to you.
47. Okay, I'm writing it down. We've got 48.
All right.
Yeah. And you know what? It's the sun's out.
Oh, it is out already.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And, but you know, it is mostly cloudy, but when you look west, there's a lot of blue sky in with the cirrus clouds. So this is coming to the Twin Cities. So hang on. We're going to have a sunny day, it looks like.
Indeed. A good, a beautiful day, in fact.
Yes. And all around us, the lilacs, crab apples, and apple trees continue to bloom in our neighborhoods. Makes the whole entire upper Midwest beautiful.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Of course, and then that mint green, too, with the newly leafed out trees. Wow. Sunrise, 5:39. Sunset, 8:41. So today in the Twin Cities and area, we have 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. We have been gaining about 2 minutes of daylight each day in the last week and have gained 15 minutes of daylight since last Sunday. And as of today, 6 hours and 15 minutes is a total daylight gain since December 21st, the winter solstice. We still have 34 minutes of daylight to gain by June 21st, and that's when astronomical summer begins in the northern hemisphere. We also call it the summer solstice. The normal high for today is 71, normal low 50. Records for today, May 20th in the Twin Cities, high 94. That was set 9 years ago, 2009, 94 degrees. The record low, 31. That was set 126 years ago in 1892. On this date, last year, we had our record precipitation, rain, 1.47 inches, and we could use a good soaker right now. And also on this date in 1892, that was 126 years ago, it snowed 3 inches on the Twin Cities.
Oh, when was that?
1892.
Oh, my goodness.
126 years.
Wow.
Yeah. The crescent moon, the waxing crescent moon, set this morning at 1:06. That's a.m. Denny wasn't up yet.
No.
No, he got to sleep a little while longer.
Another hour.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, isn't that terrible? But this moon will rise again at 10:56 this morning. Our first quarter moon is tomorrow. See that tomorrow evening. And next full moon is Tuesday, May 29th. In the spring of 1984, the Minnesota legislature passed a bill designating the morel as the official state mushroom. Many mushroom hunters look for morels after a rainfall during the blooming time of the common purple lilac, which is like right now. This year, with drier than normal conditions across much of CCO land, it's been making finding morel mushrooms very difficult. I know there's some people who have found some, but it's just overall been a tough season. Gardeners continue to pick rhubarb to make sauce with agreeable acid flavor and of course, tangy pies. And as I said before, rhubarb is native to Siberia and the Volga region. Rhubarb is a cool climate perennial that has been cultivated for centuries. It is most productive in the northern one-third of the United States, one of the few vegetables that can be grown in Alaska, but can't be successfully grown in the southern states because it requires a period of dormancy. Red-eyed vireos have returned from their winter in South America and sing just a simple, hurried, whistled phrase like, here I am, or look up, and we see these over our vast broadleaf forest areas. I heard them in the Arboretum just the other day. The big warbler migration is on. Birds in such places as Frontenac State Park and Carver Park lately have, or Carver County lately, have seen and heard around 22 species of these tiny songsters. A couple of nights ago, we had, you know, warm days and evenings, and the common tree frogs and American toads were very vocal. Now I don't hear them at all. But when it warms up again, we'll hear them. Some of the showy blooming wildflowers now include large flowered trillium, columbine, jack in the pulpit. I saw these and many more wildflowers blooming in the woodland wildflower garden at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum just lately. If you want to see the crabapple trees in bloom, plus lilacs and tulips, try to get to the Arboretum today. With the warm weather, it's been tough to keep these things going. Rick Haley from Delano notes that the Korean mountain ash has begun blooming in their yard. Dave Herring, who farms near Waterville, saw his first of the year small corn plants coming up in rows. I was near Faribault on Monday the 14th, and yesterday, of course, there are many, many more rows seen, and I saw the first rows of corn yesterday in the Waconee area. There has been a few sightings of migrating monarch butterflies reported in southern Minnesota. Lisa Bovers from Faribault spotted her first of the year monarch flying over their backyard on Wednesday the 16th. Tom Bovers, while birding outside Faribault, just, you know, all within Rice County, but in the Faribault area, spotted three monarchs several miles apart on Thursday the 17th of May. And Keith Radel was about 3 miles east of Faribault on Thursday the 17th. At 10:45, he saw a monarch butterfly, his first of the year, heading straight north. And finally, a monarch butterfly was seen in the Waconee area this past Friday, May 18th, by Mike Klingelhutz. So seeing this first monarch is really special because, you know, they spent their winter in Mexico, and now this species on its way back. Jim and Jan Hupta, who live on the shore of Little Rock Lake near Rice, just north of St. Cloud, report that as of yesterday, water temperature lake was up to 60 degrees. That's what we've had some warm days. In fact, they had a 90 degree there this past week. They saw their first of the year June bug. And June bugs, by the way, are also called May beetles. They saw it yesterday. And lately, Baltimoreans continue coming to their grape jelly feeder, and so do a gray catbird and a male scarlet tanager. Our grandson, 5-year-old Emmett Gilbert, found a June bug, also called, let's say, May beetle, in his garage last Sunday, the 13th, no doubt attracted to their garage light that stayed on all night. Many of us have been hearing the bumbling June bugs, also called May beetles, bump the screens or window panes at night. They look like, I don't know, awkward, armored animals.
Yeah, they do.
And, you know, if one kind of gets in your house or on your garage floor or something like that, oftentimes they're laying on their back and their legs are waving in the air like kind of like mechanical toys running down.
It's so true, yes.
And the interesting thing, Denny, is there are dozens of species of these May beetles, but all are quite large insects, brown in color, and like moths, can't seem to resist lights in the night. That's where we notice them.
Don't cardinals like to find those too?
Yeah, I suppose.
It seems to me they like to come on our deck and help themselves, so to speak.
Yeah, right. Say, Ray and Marlene Simon live on the edge of Northfield, report also seeing their first year May beetles last Sunday. Marlene saw her first-year common nighthawk Wednesday the 16th, and then a couple days later saw many more coming. These are migrants coming from South America. First, Viri arrived the same day. That would be the Wednesday the 16th. And ever since then, they've been hearing them calling in the evening. It's a flute-like song. Once you hear it, it's so neat. They have lilacs, crabapples, and hawthorns all blooming at once during this compacted spring, and also have wild chokecherry that's blooming nicely, and the bleeding heart is blooming in the garden. Last evening, Jenny Volick reports seeing at least 30 chimney swifts going around the chimney of a meat market in Denison. Denison is a small town near Northfield. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report seeing the first year showy orchis, one of our Minnesota orchids, blooming in their area Tuesday the 15th. And an eastern bluebird is incubating 5 eggs in a nest near their home. Keith Radel from Faribault reports the first baby eastern bluebird hatched out Friday, May 18th, on his bluebird trail that contains, and get this one, Danny, 175 pairs of nesting boxes.
Wow.
And it's the bluebird trail, you know, you think of a bluebird trail, something you can go out and walk on, you know.
Sure.
His bluebird trail is 50 miles long.
Isn't that
He's really into bluebirds.
I should say.
And the conservation of them.
Of course.
But anyway, last year, the first egg hatched on May 1st, so we're 17 days later than last year, and that's because of the big snowstorms in mid-April. And then I'll just do one more, and then we can talk about the art here. Captain Rob Herring from Optimum Charters out of Duluth Harbor yesterday morning reported that the surface temperature of Lake Superior out 3 miles was 42.6 degrees. That's 4.5 degrees warmer than it was the week before. And up in Duluth, they even had, they had an 88-degree temperature this past week. And he's been fishing with his the people that go out with him fishing for lake trout and coho salmon.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Well, yeah. You know, what else is fun is at Memorial Day, of course, the weekend's coming up next weekend, Jim, as you know.
I know already.
And
wow.
And our good friends at By the Yard are celebrating with their Memorial Day Adirondack special. Listen to this. They are offering $79 off any end table when you buy 2 Adirondack chairs at the regular price. Maintenance-free outdoor furniture, Jim and I have told you about for many years. They've been making this furniture down in Jordan, Minnesota for over 2 decades. And, of course, we spend so much time outside during these spring and summer and early fall months. You can outfit your cabin with that maintenance-free outdoor furniture. That'd be great, wouldn't it, Jim? No storage ever. Just leave it out there.
Oh, that's what we do. Just leave it out there.
Get out there and enjoy it. Well, what else? Let's see. The Memorial Day special, good from May 21st through June 3rd. You can save $79. Any end table when you buy two Adirondack chairs. You can also save $158 on two end tables when you buy four Adirondacks. They urge you, and we do too, call or visit buytheyard.net. Buytheyard.net and get that free catalog so you can peruse all the different styles. Sure to be one that fits your style. Again, buytheyard.net. We love that furniture.
Oh, yes. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault have quite a few things on their list, but the first Eastern Tiger Swallowtail appeared on Tuesday the 15th, and they noticed first cotton from the Eastern Cottonwood trees in the air the same day. And black terns, 18 of them came to Cannon Lake on that day. And the first black-billed cuckoo arrived just a couple of days there, and they saw 11 western grebes, which is quite a sight. Mary Brislance reports from Lutz along the North Shore Lake Superior. It has a lime-green look now because there's small leaves out on the paper birches, the maples, like moose maple and the aspen trees. And with these tiny leaves, it's just a beautiful time along the North Shore. Some of the wildflowers blooming there include Spring Beauty, Purple Violet, Dutchman's Breeches, and in the ditches, Marsh Marigold. And I've got more too here. Matt Shute, Naturalist Matt Shute, just called me this morning from Golden Valley. He was in Wabasha. Friday, found 30 different blooming wildflowers, including the wild geranium, Jacob's Ladder, wood anemone, swamp buttercup. He said he saw his first eastern tiger swallowtail butterfly there, and 50 species of birds, including the oven bird. He said they were so numerous, and they sing in this way, and they're, some people say more of a call, but it's a song. They say, "Teacher, teacher, teacher, teacher," and of course I keep saying what when I hear them calling in the forest. Do we have time for a little more? I'm losing track.
We do. We have a couple minutes yet.
A little more time here. I can't find it.
Well, you
yet.
Know what? While you're looking, Jim, I want to mention a couple of text messages that that came in for our listeners or from our listeners. Let's see. This one comes from Kathy in Faribault. First ever red-headed woodpecker at my feeder daily, and a good find of morels. So there you go. You mentioned that.
Good.
You mentioned that earlier.
Good. Especially people that have where there's a little more moisture. You know, they're more likely to have it.
Sure.
Common purple lilac is blooming, and in our yards and parks and perfumes, the air with a scent that Edward Bunyard of British Horticulture has called the very heart and soul of memory. Other writers have also stated that the common purple lilac essence is one of the most memory-stirring of all fragrances. Longfellow firmly declared, "I shall not go to town while the lilacs bloom," nor did he. The blooming period, and this is at this time, was 10 to 14 days. We have what we call a compact spring right now. And when you have that, these don't last as long. And that's because we waited longer, you know, a long time, and then all of a sudden, summer-like temperatures came. And all these things, or I shouldn't say all these things, but many, many things are happening at one time. And then I get this question, too, about what is a crabapple? Well, many people ask, you know, how do you tell a crabapple from an apple tree? Most often, crab apples are considered apple trees with fruit 2 inches or less in diameter. So many of the trees that are planted that we see and are, you know, enjoying their colors right now have very tiny fruit. They're all edible, but it's the ones that are around 2 inches that are really delicious, you know, to eat. I would say like chestnut crab and Whitney too, that would be just very, very good eating. Some of the other crab apples that are blooming are called like Flame, Red Splendor, Sparkler, David, Prairie Fire, Prairie Fire is just getting started now in our yard. But if you want to see a good display of crabapple trees, get out to the landscape arboretum before any more petals fall. This would be a great day to get out and see them.
What a great place that is.
It really is. Yep.
Well, Jim, we'll welcome you back on the holiday weekend next Sunday. What do you say?
Yes. Well, we're off to church. And then this week we have our first grandchild graduating from high school. Lucas Gilbert from Watertown High School.
Well, congratulations. Boy, does time fly. Holy mackerel. All right, Jim.
Okay.
Well, have a good week, and we'll talk to you 1 week from today.
Sure. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning here on 830 WCCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.